Well, thank you, SG. You do give us food for thought. We'll chew on. And yes, this may not be the direction that you may be going, but your opinion is a strong indicator. So thank you for that and for your views. Thank you very much. And of course, we understand that you have to leave. Thank you for being with us this morning. Let's applaud for the SG. So while we chew on the food for thought by the SG, we'll move to the second panel. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on creative economy and trade inclusiveness, which will delve into the exciting intersection of creativity, culture, and international trade. And we explore how the creative economy can be a powerful drive of inclusive trade. The creative economy, encompassing sectors such as arts, crafts, design, media, and cultural heritage, offers unique opportunities for developing countries to diversify their economies, create jobs, and participate in global trade in innovative ways. And we will examine how creative industries can contribute to more equitable trade outcomes, particularly for MSMEs, for youth and women-owned enterprises. And after this panel, delegations will have an opportunity to make their statements and pose questions to the panelists. And we now turn to the first panelist, which is Ms. Yuke Sri Rahayu, Director of... Oh. Okay. I was just informed we will not turn to the first speaker. Well, we will turn to a different first speaker. We were supposed to have a connection with Indonesia, but virtually we do that later. So now we'll move to His Excellency Philippe Buitrago, the economist of the University of Los Andes, Universidad de los Andes in Colombia. Welcome again, Excellency. As a former Minister of Culture of Colombia and former Vice Minister of Creativity and Orange Economy, I would like to also pose you questions, also two, if I may. First, what have been some of the most effective policies or programs that have helped MSMEs in the creative sector contribute to inclusive trade? That would be my first. And in your view, what youth and gender inclusive trade policies can be scaled and replicated to reduce inequalities and ensure that women and young people have equal access to trade opportunities and resources in the creative economy? That's a very long question, but I think it was given to you before. If not, I will share it once more. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.